Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time for another big story, another big hour of the big show. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here at the ready as well. Considering our lives and what's going on, the circumstances in our lives, what's going on around us, what's going on around you, big story is the inauguration for sure, although Tom Brady may be a big story as well. What do you think? Tom Brady to the rescue?
He is. Oh, he is a big story. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. The kudos that are heading in his direction for doing what he has done, it really is a sore spot here in New England, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
It just, yeah. Speaking of New England and what's going on in Boston, remember the marathon bomber? Who can pronounce his name? I've never been able to pronounce his name.
Joe Carr, right. I think is his name.
Ugh. Yeah, anyway, this guy's got, whether it's his lawyer, I don't know how smart. I never really got a sense of who he was. You know, we know what he did, but I never got a sense of who he was, how smart he was. Apparently, he's suing the feds for $250,000 because he's been treated badly inside the prison in Colorado where he's serving his life sentence.
Gosh, he says
his
treated
baseball
badly the people
cap.
Who don't have legs right now because of him.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I just, how do we even get to a point? This sort of comes from the same page as us providing sex transplant operation for people in jail or whatever other stuff that we ought not to be doing. He's accused the guards and the warden. He calls it the Alcatraz of the Rockies. Man, this guy's got some kind of balsam. Unlawful, unreasonable, and discriminatory. He's lucky. I'm surprised he's even still alive.
Me too.
I'm not.
In there.
I'm not. We don't put people to death all that often.
No. I mean,
no,
like,
I'm not talking about
that. Means like inside, like
he's probably isolated. You know, they probably like have him in some sort of isolation. Maybe.
He had a death sentence, and that was tossed. Right? Wasn't he supposed to? He was on death row.
Yeah, in the appeal, it got tossed because there was a technicality that the judge had done something wrong. And so that's why it was tossed. But I think they're trying to go back for the death penalty again because,
well,
you know,
he killed a police officer. He walked up to his car like a bad movie and just shot him.
He ran his own brother over with the car when he was fleeing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, these are two psychotic people who were just evil, pure evil. There's no other word for it.
They were radicalized. I mean, they thought what they were doing was for the greater good, and that's a really hard thing to combat when they think that they're doing this kind of stuff to serve God. I mean, how do you make
that's
that
right,
idea?
Jennifer.
You know,
all these people, Allah and God, and we're doing it for our religion. We're going to get to God and the 72 virgins or whoever we're going to find when we get up there. Yep, right, of course.
It doesn't always have to just be about religion, too. You know? I
mean, no, it doesn't. You're right.
A lot of radicalized
but a lot
right
of it
now.
Is.
Yeah.
People are radicalized
but for them,
by
in this
radical
religion. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of radicals, our friends in China and Russia are working together, what a surprise, to create more mayhem for us. Apparently they are they're working on a vaccine just for the two countries. Is that really what I'm getting out of this?
They're
collaborating
on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the
The Russians, we already know, the Russians have hacked into or attempted to hack into every laboratory and university lab here in the States to get to get vaccine info. So they're basically, and then the Chinese are great at hacking too. So you know, it's a hackathon, then they're going to try to reproduce.
I'm wondering something here.
And Moderna probably too.
Probably hard to do it in Russia, but we have seen how we've used the SEAL team for less, bumping off people like Osama bin Laden. As much as I think we were helped by the information that came from Edward Snowden, I think he's right now at this point responsible for most of this hacking and most of the mayhem.
I do too.
And
100%.
Is there some way we can bump him off? Yeah, somebody.
He's under Putin protection.
Yeah, well, so you can't send the SEAL team. You wouldn't be able to get inside of Russia probably as easily as you could get into Afghanistan. This is really the. I mean, I've just. Isn't it interesting to see how.
He lives in a high security penthouse apartment.
Yeah, right.
But and has no job, so I don't know how he pays for it. I mean, like, I don't know. People are heroizing.
Well, in Russia, everybody gets paid by the government.
Right.
They're all government employees.
No, but I'm saying he's living like a life of luxury. Clearly,
yes.
He's on the payroll with Putin.
Right, exactly. So under the circumstances, at what point do these things change? And I was just trying to equate leadership with change. You know, we're going to have a big change in leadership here, and we're going to have a big change in attitude with it. One wonders, I'm thinking back to who was in charge before Putin. Seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gorbachev. Who was the person
Yeltsin?
Who was there between?
It was
Yeltsin. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. He was a drunk. And so, everybody
like
in Russia is
this
a drunk.
Guy's
right. Thank you, Jennifer.
He liked vodka. Oh, okay.
He sure did, man. He
Some
really
babies
did.
Babies in Russia.
But I don't think that Gorbachev didn't. Gorbachev was the last really reasonable. Remember all of the things that he and,
Gorbachev
and
wasn't
Reagan
really
did together?
Until Reagan got to him.
Well, maybe that was
reasonable.
Yeah, right. But he spent the rest of his life sort of as an Americanized Russian leader. And I don't know whether Putin played on that or not to change.
I don't know, but did you guys see the guy that got poisoned? It went back to Russia? Like,
yeah, how stupid
I can
is
tell
he?
You there are a lot of other places to go besides Russia.
Why did not? Tell us that story because I'm not sure I'm familiar.
So remember the spy that got he got poisoned and then he like had an episode on an airplane and they had to do a landing. I don't know. He ended up in Germany, in a hospital
in Germany.
Oh, okay.
And
the Germans saved his life. I mean, they recognized the symptoms right on the plane.
He was in the hospital for months recovering from it. And he was one of the outspoken people, opposition to Putin. And now he went back to Russia yesterday. It was a big story. He arrived back in the country. So
I don't know why he would do that, unless they're holding his family hostage or something. I don't know.
So
he went back knowingly, like willingly, though.
Yeah, he did. But that's what I'm wondering, if something else is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. What happens when things, I was talking about changing, and something popped into my mind that I saw yesterday. And we all get we have our feelings, we have our thoughts, we have our knowledge, and certain things pique our interest. I think that goes for everybody, no matter whether you're on the radio or whether you're talking among your friends or whatever. So you all know that I've been a big supporter of pipelines, and the Keystone pipeline is one of the things that I thought made a lot of sense. Whether you're in favor of fossil fuel usage or not isn't really the point. The point is that using these pipelines, which, by the way, there are 84, I don't know how many people know that, there are 84 different pipelines that crisscross our country. And in addition, those are oil-carrying pipelines. In addition to that, there are 140 different gas pipelines that go across our country. You know that? Up in my area is the Tennessee gas system, but they have gas lines all over. I mean, how do you think the gas gets? The petroleum that is moved, the fluid oil, goes to the places where they refine them and then distribute them from there. But the gas lines go directly to substations where they service the local communities. And those are all over the place, too. And by the way, they're far more dangerous. This is why we get into this psyche. Oh, we can't have those oil things. What happens if there's a leak? It'll kill all the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Do you know how outrageously there? And I know this because one of the fields that I use on the farm is in a state park. And through the state park, there is this huge, big sort of intersection of these gas pipelines, and it's above the ground. So there are 2 foot, these huge pipes that are basically put together above the ground. And you can see, how somebody could get in there and they could just throw a bomb in it and blow up half the neighborhood. These things are outrageously dangerous. And nobody pays any attention to them. And the reason I'm making that statement or telling you the story is because we get into these mindsets. the news media or whoever it is, the advocacy groups that are responsible for, you know, trying to stop this pipeline or stop this or stop that, and they flood the airwaves and locate wherever it is with information that may or may not be true, but they give people, oh my God, we're going to have a pipeline in our neighborhood, it could kill this, that, and the other thing. So I just
well, that's why people were against the Keystone Pipeline, because it runs through a lot of territory where endangered species are, and Native American groups were also protesting it too. I mean, it's already had 21 spills in 9 years. I mean, that's a lot.
Well, it may be that that's the case, but that's part of it. Do you want to have the convenience of using this stuff? I mean, you make up. I have no love for fossil fuel. You hear me all the time talking about all the solar stuff I'm doing on the farm and the wind and nuclear even. I don't like fossil fuel, but I still say that it has a place. And here in this circumstance, we've already invested over $1 billion of our money, taxpayer money, in this Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, it's a waste. And we're not equipped to move away from fossil fuel. I mean, California is a perfect example. And there, I think we talked about that article in the LA Times this weekend about how the Biden administration is going to adapt to make America California again. And they're trying to do the same kind of deal where you're going to push people in a direction of away from fossil fuels, but there's no real reasonable alternative that is viable. And so I think that's problematic. I also think politically it was interesting just early on, you can kind of see where the Biden administration is going to side up, because there was a lot of union support behind this pipeline. A lot of money has already gone into it, so it seems really wasteful, and the unions were really behind this. And Joe Biden, who usually kind of positions himself as a friend to the unions, turned his back on them and instead went to the environmentalists. So I think a lot of people are looking at this as an early indication as the direction.
You got to wait and see sometimes. I noticed there are a couple of consumer champions, consumer advocates that were nominated for these top financial agencies. And the now Wall Street's wondering, okay, are we going to – they've supported Biden. Is that going to be good for us? That's a question and a half to ask. It's coming up on 18 after the hour on today's DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
A moment, please, for the DJV download. Latest one has focus on Martin Luther King Day, birthdays of people like Betty White and James Earl Jones, the passing of Phil Spector, and Jeff Bridges says he's feeling better. All right, that plus Tom Kreitler and some help around the house, all part of the DJV download at DougStefan.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour on the DJV program. It's time for a social media overview here with Jay Kirshner leading the charge. And we're just talking off the air about all the different identities, the things that I do have beside the DJV program, which is it's kind of the linchpin for everything else. But I do Your Hidden Power, which is a metaphysical hour, and the American Family Farmer Show, and the Good Day Health Show, which is now the DJV show, and trying to put it all together. If you want to follow it and follow any one of those, I guess you go to DougStephan.com, but you can still go to, if we're following on social media, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, Twitter and Instagram both have DJV show. So if we enter into, if we hear that and we go online and we just put DJVshow.com in, we can find any or all of these things, including the podcast that we were just talking about, the DJV download, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. DJV show all the way.
All right. Sound like I'm cheerleading. Okay. On this end of the football field.
Don't play win.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the jackpot has increased yet again for the two majors. Isn't it funny how these things go together? Both the Mega Millions and Powerball. More often than not, there are not winners, and then when there are winners, they're kind of winners at the same time. So between the two of them, they're up to almost $2 billion, right? It's $1.7 billion or some crazy number. 800 for the Mega Million, and I think 700 and something for Powerball. Am I right on that? Something pretty close to it. Anyway. I hear crickets.
All I know is I want to win them, so I don't know. I don't know what the jackpot is.
Have you figured out how to do it? So we were.
You've got to buy a ticket. That's what I've learned. Is that okay? Yeah, they can give you 150.
So what? We ought to ask a question about how people, if they buy lottery tickets, what are they thinking when they buy them? Right? Wouldn't you? We all have had those thoughts when we buy tickets. What are they thinking? So what do our listeners think when they go buy?
I walk in and say, "Give me the winner, please."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Now, exactly. Sometimes they don't do that.
Yeah,
I
laugh
which is
about
really
that.
Rude, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. All right. So, what else are we working on, Jay?
Well, speaking of lottery, if you did win, what would you do with all of the money? And a lot of people had said, you know, putting it to good use. Mel would donate most of it to animal rescues. We did have somebody who has actually won the lottery. Nathan said he did have this happen. He bought a waterfront property did an investment account. The investment account dividends pay for the overhead and living expenses.
Good and for him. He did it a smart way.
Yeah. He said that he talked to investors and lawyers.
Did he say how much he won?
No, he didn't say how much he won, but he did put a point out about be kind to your family and close friends, and keep in mind that there are taxes and certain stipulations when you gift people large amounts of money. Mm-hmm. So take that into account and maybe just buy them things or pay for things when they need to have them paid for, rather than actually give them that large sum of money as well.
Right.
Well,
good advice.
Is he considered income? That's an interesting question.
You can only gift someone $14,000 without paying taxes.
Oh, that's right,
taxes.
Too. Yeah, I don't remember giving that when I had money to the children for a couple of years. Yeah, I remember doing that. those were the good old days. All right, so masks. We were asking people about their children and teaching them about masks and wearing masks. What became of that conversation?
Janet says forget about the kids. There are still some adults who don't seem to understand the importance of wearing masks that also cover their noses.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then Brian also posted his belief is that wearing a mask is pointless because you have to throw it out or wash it after wearing it. Don't touch it, which nobody seems to be doing. And his opinion is everyday mask use may be spreading the virus more than stopping it.
That is
Are people
dumbest.
Not washing their masks? This
I
is
mean,
the first
that
time
is
hearing
a,
about
that.
Haven't
yeah.
you heard about the spike in bacterial pneumonia from people getting dirty masks? I mean, that's one of the things
masks.
That people aren't talking about.
I have a box, and I have washed mine because I had some cloth ones made. But, sir, advisedly, that's the dumbest way of looking at it. That's a contrived sort of like a doublespeak way of looking at it. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Common question on the show is about dog aggression. There are many, many different reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another person or another dog or a cat or any number of things. The dog may be afraid, he may be stressed because his space has been violated, he may feel the need to dominate if he's been trained submissively, he may be protective of you or the family. He may just be curious or he may be overexcited. There are many things you can do to prevent aggression. First of all, be calm and decisive. Dogs are very, very intuitive and very sensitive to their guardian's feelings. So if you're stressed out, if you're afraid, if you're anticipating a reaction on your dog's part, the dog will react accordingly. When you're dealing with aggression, sometimes the best thing to do is ignore. Teach your dog avoidance. Very often, the owner will overreact to the dog's aggression, creating more. So remember, good basic training, a lot of socializing, and you won't have to resolve the problem because your dog won't be aggressive to begin with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Inauguration Day as the 46th president is sworn into office. The festivities, protected by tens of thousands of National Guardsmen, will be attended by roughly 1,000 people. The national anthem will begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. President Trump is expected to grant clemency to nearly 150 people in his final hours of office. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, one-time Trump fundraiser Elliot Brady, and rapper Lil Wayne were among 73 people granted pardons recently. In comparison, President Obama pardoned over 1,900 people. Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75. Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
About 34 after the hour, we've sharpened our skills here on the DJV program so that we can focus on all these things that are going on from one side to the other, up and down, in and out. A lot of vaccine news, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, by the way, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's the only one among us who has had COVID. None of us have had a shot. Am I right in that?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, now, it seems that there are some troubles in paradise here with some of the vaccines, Moderna and its impact. So what do you have, Victoria?
Well, the big story right now is that doctors in Norway are investigating the deaths of 23 elderly patients who received the Pfizer vaccine. And so they're looking into the possibility that they had some adverse reaction to the vaccine. They said typically that side effects from this Pfizer vaccine are rare and usually pretty mild, fever, nausea, things like that. However, if you're already older and frail, you know, fever, nausea, things like that can actually be pretty severe in older patients. So they said as of last Thursday, 42,000 people in Norway had already received their first dose of the vaccine. And so they're looking into seeing if there is some connection, whether this is vaccine-related or if these 23 patients were just already had underlying issues and were already ill. But,
right.
You know, I think Jen had just mentioned in California there was a bad batch, I guess, of I don't know how many doses, but a bad batch of Moderna. 300,000?
Yeah, it's a huge,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is California said that they are going to put a pause on the Moderna shots after people, a handful of people, they say, who were inoculated all at the same site had allergic reactions. They said fewer than 10 people reported reactions, but they all received doses at a San Diego vaccination site. So they figured this was enough to put a pause on all of this. Now, the thing is that we are doing these mass vaccination sites in California. So it's not like it was a little clinic or a little Rite Aid or a CVS.
Right.
This was at Petco Park in San Diego, which is where the Padres play. And so there were a lot. I think it was a third of a million doses from the Moderna batch were sent to 286 other providers in the Golden State. So now none of those places have had bad reactions, but they're investigating why there was this problem in San Diego. So everything is on a pause until they can figure it out.
So no more shots in California, is that what you're saying?
No, no, just this Moderna batch of 300,000 vaccines, basically. So 300,000 of them, I mean, that's a huge chunk. That's
a lot
of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that could have gotten it. So.
Yep. Well, we're talking about California. Alex Padilla, is that how we pronounce his name?
Padilla.
He's going to fill Kamala Harris's Senate seat. Who decided?
Kamala.
That was the governor's? What?
Kamala.
Padilla and Kamala.
Yeah, all right. Well, at any rate, who did she pick him and tell
the governor?
The governor.
No,
yeah.
The governor. I mean, here's the thing. In any of these situations, you can have a special election or you can have an appointed position. And so the governor, of course, is going to appoint someone. And Alex Padilla has been kind of a, I don't want to say a henchman, a crew. How about that? How about a crew of Gavin Newsom?
Yeah.
He's been part of that crew. And
yeah.
So Padilla got the call, and he's actually been met with a lot of criticism. Padilla is actually the first Hispanic to be a senator in California, which is a big deal since there are a lot of Latino people who are walking around, right?
Is he a dummy?
Well, he is a dummy. He's a terrible Secretary of State, but that's beside the point. I don't know if he's a dummy. I'm sure he's probably a smart guy to get where he is, but he was a terrible Secretary of State, so I can't tell you that much. And I haven't been impressed with him as a city council member, but he has been a career politician. He started on the city council. I think he was one of the youngest ever in his 20s, I think, in Los Angeles. But what's I think maybe important to know is that there's a lot of backlash because a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but the loudest voices wanted to see Gavin Newsom replace Kamala Harris with a black woman, and because he's a Latino male, there has been some backlash, which is surprising. I think a lot of people would have expected a celebration because it is a glass ceiling of sorts, because there hasn't been a Latino senator from the state of California before, where a lot of Latinos are being represented, but there has been some backlash because it wasn't a black woman. So
how many of them are illegal?
So few women, though.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said, how many of those are legal versus illegal? In California, nobody knows. That's the problem. I see that the pardon list is being more exposed or explored, one or the other. Lil Wayne, I've seen the name before. Lil.
He's a rapper.
Lil Wayne, yeah, he's a rapper.
Yeah. What'd he go to jail for? Why is he going to be pardoned?
I know
gun charges or something? I don't know. Why would he get pardoned?
I don't know. I think
really?
I'm looking at some of these people. Why would any of them get pardoned?
Why do you think, Victoria?
There are people.
What do you think that he's getting pardoned for? Because I don't know. I don't know how Trump even.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, why would Lil Wayne get pardoned? I mean, he was on The Apprentice. That's the only.
Lil Wayne was not on The Apprentice. Lil Jon was the other little.
No, I thought Lil Wayne was too. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. Why would he even be on a list? I don't know. I mean, he's not someone who was wrongfully accused. He's had a checkered past at best. I don't know specific charges, but I know that there's been a lot of stuff with him. So I don't know. I mean, it really, is that the level of what we're pardoning?
Well, I think that's the thing. There's always that question about who gets pardoned. Most of the names in my remembering all of this stuff, I don't really think I knew a lot of people recognized names of people that got pardoned. A lot of times. And President
Joe Exotic is trending because they're waiting for his pardon.
Yeah.
Really? I would actually be in favor more of pardoning Joe Exotic than Lil Wayne. I mean, Joe Exotic, you know, he scraped together a few $1,000s to try to have Carole Baskin killed. He didn't really do anything.
Yep. The rise in inflation that is on some people's minds, gold prices are going down, and they have gone up over the past year since all of this stuff started. The price of gold, if you've noticed it, I don't know how many people have it in their portfolio or they notice. You know, a lot of the people at a lot of radio programs like this, I haven't had a gold sponsor on for a number of years because I said something on the air. Surprise, surprise. Jennifer, you remember this? When we had a gold sponsor, I forget who it was, and I didn't say it immediately after the commercial, but I said it in close enough proximity that somebody from the company heard it. I said something about how gold was being manipulated, or I said something about it that wasn't pretty, and but it pretty much, from my experience, it heralded, you know, the if there's anything in the world that gets that's in the market that gets manipulated, it's gold, and so the prices that you think you're going to get paid for, or how much you're going to pay and how much you're going to appreciate, usually are exaggerated or just not true. And I had a conversation about something like that, and the gold sponsor didn't quite like it. So that was the end of that. And I haven't had a gold sponsor on since then. Gee, what a surprise. Anyway, there is the inflation. So I guess that would be the question. What do we expect to happen when all of this stuff comes around to roost? Somebody, somehow, have to pay for all this money in these three or four huge bailouts over the past year. And how are we, what do you expect is going to happen other than tax increases and or, and maybe not or, a rise in inflation? I don't see how you, and you see, that's one of the things the Chinese are banking on. They want to weaken our economy, and that's where the virus came in. I mean, these people thought this through very well in order to plot against America, try to weaken us even more. And, you know, you see, you know, the one thing going for us is that we have such deep roots economically where they don't. They've got a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots. And so, but, you know, under the circumstances, it still is going to be painful no matter what. And that's kind of what they're counting on as far as I'm concerned. In a moment, I want to focus on, we were talking about this letter stuff from one president to another. There's a note that Bill Clinton got from George Bush that really is, if we could just go back to those days, that era when there was kindness and there was thoughtfulness. And I'm going to read a little of this letter in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
That's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. This might be a good question for social media in terms of presidents. Which ones do you think had the best relationship with one another or each other? This former President George Bush's letter to Bill Clinton that is just, it may bring me to tears as I read through it. It starts out reading, this is again George Herbert Walker Bush writing this to Bill Clinton. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. You know, you hear a lot about that. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success now is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you. And, you know, Clinton talked about how he felt after just reading those and thinking about his relationship with George Bush. And he had a good, wonderful life. He set a great tone. I was sorry I didn't vote for him the second time around because the no new taxes thing. I sort of, after the fact, wished that I had. Not that my vote would have made a difference in the end. It was a fairly close election. Just the tone that was set, that's the point here. I mean, not necessarily reading the whole letter, but the friendship, Clinton said, has been one of the great gifts of my life, talking about Bush and what he did to help him during his time. How many trips he took to Kennebunkport, that is Clinton. How many times George Bush the son used to tease him about my father likes you more than he likes me.
Well, it's interesting, in this tribute that Bill Clinton wrote, this is from 2018 after George H.W. had passed away. It's funny because I didn't realize, I just assumed that they had their own relationship, you know, just because they were, you know, they were consecutive presidents together. Right. But it turns out it was actually... it was George W. Bush who put the two of them together, that he explains in this op-ed piece that he wrote, that George W. actually asked them to go together. I think it was after the big tsunami in 2004. Yeah. They went to India. Yeah. Then in Hurricane Katrina. So that's really, Clinton says in this piece, that's really when he got to know him, and that's really what forged their friendship. They had been very civil and very friendly before, but then it went to a deeper level, and that was actually thanks to George W. So it's interesting. I don't know. It makes me sad. I miss that
kind of stuff. Yep.
Yeah, it's too bad. Too.
There were always these speculative things about Bush. I'm sorry, about Clinton not liking Obama, and they never really.
They couldn't even be in the same room together for a while.
Well, what was that about, though? Why?
Hillary ran against him the first time.
Yeah, but it was when Hillary was Secretary of the State when it was really bad. Like, he wouldn't even come to the White House, and there was something that was going on there. And it's been documented, and I don't know exactly what that was. I mean, I think it had to have been more than just hurt feelings over an election. It had to have been.
I don't know. Seems fine now. They seem to be fine.
And, but the most fun we get out of this are the pictures of George Bush with Michelle.
They're hilarious.
That kind of stuff. And we all root for it. We all love seeing it. And, you know, whenever they're
because at
together,
the heart of who we are as people, as Americans, that really speaks to all of us in our hearts. And you put politics aside. Bill Clinton said that he never once witnessed George H.W. Bush putting politics before people. And we're at the opposite of that now.
Yeah, we sure are. Man, that'd be nice. All that stuff to be. I'd like to bury all that stuff. All right, it's 10 before the hour. Food for thought on the DJV program.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One of the great things about having Uri Geller with me on the radio is the sense of positive energy that he presents. You know, a lot of people talk about positive energy. He is always, be positive, think positive, or positively, which is the correct way. It's an adverb, so use it as a modifier. But Uri is the living example of somebody who does that, and therefore his life has all kinds of fabulous anecdotal ways, when you look at it, of demonstrating this positive energy. So I just tip my hat. We're talking a lot this week about energy, what the new year brings, that sort of thing. You made some predictions. We started talking about some of your predictions that were printed in the Inquirer, and then somebody said to me, what is the Inquirer? Come on. Who believes that stuff? Well, I think it's the most popular, isn't it? Still the most popular newspaper in the world, Uri? More people read the National.
Hey, Doug, let me tell you something about the National Inquirer. First of all, strangely enough, me and my feats and my demonstrations worldwide, whether you believe in them or not, always grab the attention of serious papers and papers, say, like the National Inquirer. Believe it or not, I know a few editors inside the National Inquirer, and they do a pretty good job in research. Mm-hmm. They have to, because millions of people read the National Inquirer. My romance with the National Inquirer goes back, almost 40 years, maybe more?
Right.
Let me tell you a little story that nobody knows, and you will love it. In my museum, I have a wall that will display a few items that Elvis Presley gave me. Now, there is a National Enquirer cover story where on the cover you see a picture of Elvis Presley lying in his coffin, okay?
Yeah.
And this, because of this picture that was probably taken secretly before people entered to say the last goodbye to Elvis, that National Enquirer has broken all records of all other National Enquirer sales. And under the highest, greatest synchronized story, in the same issue, there was a story about me and my mother, totally unrelated to Elvis Presley. Now, here is the scoop. I know the hairstylist of Elvis, whose name is Larry Geller.
Larry Geller, why do I know that name? Who is Larry Geller? Obviously, there's a namesake connection there.
So Larry Geller was Elvis Presley's hairstylist, and he has absolutely no relations to me. But Larry Geller told me that while he was standing next to Elvis's coffin, before the doors opened for people to come and say the last goodbye, he noticed that Elvis's hairline, which was always pitch black,
right,
had little, it was showing white hair. And he didn't want the people to see that. So he asked the policewoman who was standing next to the coffin to give her Rimmel, you know, the mascara she colors her eyelashes with, to give it to him. And he colored Elvis's hairline, just covered the white hair. Larry Geller was the last person on this planet to have touched Elvis the last time. Isn't that an amazing story? And I have that National Enquirer in my museum.
So that's one of the things. You not only have the focus on you in your museum, but a lot of the other people who have touched your life, your life, and you've touched so many different lives. There have to be hundreds and hundreds. That's why I keep saying all the time, I can hardly wait to get to the museum when it opens there in Tel Aviv, once travel becomes easy again. But there's so many different. How many exhibits do you have set up there now? You got a count?
I would say about 80 or 90 exhibits, and you're wrong about, it's not about me, the museum. It's about items that I have received from people like David Bowie, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Salvador Dali, Andy Warhol. I mean, the list goes, even Gaddafi. I have a big aeroplane model, huge, 2 meters, weighs about 50 kilos. He gave it to me as a gift, and next week I will reveal to you why Muammar Gaddafi has given me such a present.
We'll look forward to that in our next visit. Uri Geller here. Check out his museum and what goes on with him at urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.